From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Order, Fork, and Trek in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the very start of every program, before anything happened, before a single light blinked on, there was a starting line and three runners waiting on it. They did not look alike, they did not act alike, and that was exactly the point. Because the strange truth of the whole coding realm was this. Every program that had ever run, from the smallest blinking toy to the biggest humming machine, was built out of just these three, working together. Order stood straight and steady, holding a numbered list. Fork stood at a place where the path split in two, looking calmly from one branch to the other. And Trek stood already leaning forward, a little out of breath from a lap that hadn't even started yet, grinning like someone who loved to go around again. "Ready?" said Order. "Depends," said Fork. "Always," said Trek.
Order went first, because Order almost always went first. Order's whole nature was the right things in the right order. Step one, then step two, then step three. Never step two before step one. Never the ending before the middle. Order laid the path down one careful stone at a time, and the program walked it exactly as laid. "People think I'm fussy," Order said, setting down a stone. "But watch what happens if I'm not." Order swapped two stones, just two, just for a second, and the whole path buckled and threw the program flat on its face. "See? Pour the cereal, then the milk. Wake up, then stand. Open the box, then look inside. Same steps, wrong order, and nothing works." Order set the two stones back where they belonged, and the path lay smooth again. "I'm not fussy. I'm just the one who remembers that when is part of what."
But then the path reached a place where it split, and this was Fork's whole reason for being. Fork stood at the split and did the one thing Order never could. Fork chose. Not ahead of time, not by guessing. Fork looked at what was true right now, this very second, and picked the branch that fit. "Is the door open?" Fork asked the air. The air said yes. "Then we go left." And left they went. A moment later, the path split again. "Is it raining?" The air said no. "Then we go right, no umbrella." Fork never fretted over the branch not taken. A choice wasn't a worry. A choice was just a clear look at what's true and a steady step onto the branch that matched. "Order knows the steps," said Fork. "But the world keeps changing under our feet. Somebody has to look up and decide which way this time. That's me." And then the path did a curious thing. It curled around and came back to where it had started. And Trek's face lit up, because a loop was Trek's favorite place in all the realm. Trek ran it. Then Trek ran it again and again, because Trek's whole nature was keep going around until the work is done. Not once, not twice, but as many times as it took. Fold one shirt, come back, fold the next. Water one plant, come back, water the next. Take one step of 100, come back, take the next.
"Doesn't it get boring?" Order asked.
"That's the trick," said Trek, rounding the bend again. "You don't write 100 steps. You write one, and I run it 100 times. One instruction, and I'll go around till every shirt's folded and every plant's watered, and there's nothing left on the list." Trek slowed, finally, as the last of the work came up empty. "And I stop when it's done. That's the part people forget to love about me. I don't just go forever. I go until the job's finished, and then I rest."
The program had run. The lights, all of them, blinked on. And here was the wonder of it. Not one of the three could have done it alone. Order could put steps in perfect order, but could never choose and never repeat. Fork could choose a path, but had no steps to walk and no way to go around. Trek could loop forever, but had nothing to loop over and no fork to steer it.
sequence, and choice, and repetition. Three completely different jobs, useless apart, unstoppable together. Between the three of them, they could build anything the realm had ever seen. They gathered back at the starting line, the finished program humming warm behind them. "Good run," said Order. "Good choices," said Fork. "Good loops," said Trek, still grinning. And there is a quiet, glad kind of feeling in that. The feeling of being one particular part of a thing, good at your own strange job and no one else's, standing shoulder to shoulder with others who are good at theirs, and knowing that the whole bright working machine only lit up because every single one of you was exactly, differently, yourself.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Order, Fork, and Trek. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Danville for the full transcript.